everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. And that is the Dirty, Dirty Dollars. We've had these guys on. They were here last year, about a little over a year ago. And I remember really loving their music then and just remembering now how much I liked it. And I want to welcome Jed Taylor and Jeff Phillippe from the Dirty, Dirty Dollars live in studio. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going, Nick?
Good, man.
Greetings.
Good. Greetings. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves and give a little background. Let's start here.
Sure. My name is Jeff Phillippe. I am the drummer and co-lead singer of the band Dirty, Dirty Dollars.
Okay. And?
And I am Jed Taylor, a co-lead singer and guitar player for the band.
There you go. All right. Who else is in the band?
We are joined by Andrew Bockelman, who also plays guitar with us, mm-hmm. and Shakuzi Schuster, that plays bass for us. Two fine, upstanding gentlemen.
Yeah, cool. Now, how long have you guys known each other?
Long time.
20 years.
Yeah. Where are you originally from?
We went to high school in Oswego, Illinois.
Okay. And that's where you met in high school?
Before.
Yeah. Before.
Junior high.
Junior high.
Yeah.
Were you guys both playing? Because you got to remind me of your stories of a year and a half ago when I was By the way, I was a heavy drinker when you guys were here the last time.
I didn't see anything.
No, I didn't drink here, but I was a heavy drinker then. And since I got sober, I've been sober over a year and a month.
Congratulations!
So thank you very much. Yeah, but anyway, so you got to remind me because some brain cells have been killed in the past years. So remind me that did you guys meet through music when you were younger?
No.
No,
we met in U.S. history class, Mr. Harwick's class.
Mr. Harwick, is he out there giving it?
Mr. Harwick. Mr. Harwick's up there somewhere.
Yeah.
Love to you, Mr. Harwick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tolerated us, but yeah, we hit it off right away and then started getting into trouble together.
Okay.
But, didn't get into music until college.
Seriously?
And it was separately, too.
Oh, wow.
We went separate ways after high school, and then I got into guitar, you got into drums, and then... we just happened to move into the same neighborhood in Chicago after that.
Seriously like coincidental?
Well, no, a lot of our friends played music. We're just the only two that are left.
Yeah.
So
everybody else is not playing music
everyone
anymore.
Everyone else is like, I'm done with this.
I'm getting a
real job.
They're not dead.
No.
Okay, good.
Maybe a little bit inside.
Yeah, dead inside.
That's good. That's real good. So, Jed, you've started playing guitar... at a young age.
Not too young, yeah. I mean, I picked it up, I think in high school I tried to feign, guitar playing just to try and impress girls.
Yeah.
But I couldn't really play very well until college, and I had been kind of sticking it out for a few years.
Were you playing, did you take any lessons or anything like that, or no?
Not at first. I just, basically went to Barnes & Noble, bought a book. Looked at it.
Was there certain
music? Didn't stop playing for a while.
Was there certain music that inspired you when you said, man, I'm going to play guitar?
I grew up like an hour from here, right? So, we were big in a lot of the Chicago bands. I was really big into the Smashing Pumpkins when I was kind of first learning. So I'd go out and, get some of the sheet music at the tab books and start learning how to play Cherub Rock.
Right. Right. Okay, Jeff, what about you, man? How did you get started?
I mean, I didn't get started until much later. I was kind of midway through college, so I was never in the high school jazz band or whatever, which means that I don't have any chops to this day, but that's okay. Because you don't need that anyway. Yeah. It's just jive. So I wanted to play music. I have a case of the funky butt, so the drums, I think, were the best fit, and just kind of went from there. My favorite drummer is John Bonham, but I play more like Ringo after a long, long set. So
wow, okay. Yeah. Well, I had on the show last week. I had Carmen Appice on the show last week.
Did you really?
Yeah. And he was great. I mean, he's got a book called Stick It, which is about it's a rock and roll book, man. Yeah.
Well, his drum instructional book.
He says a piece, by the way. I'm sorry. His brother, who's also a drummer, says, Vinny, says Appice. And Carmine says a piece.
So I know the...
I'm not kidding.
That's so
weird. It confused the hell out of me. So for years, I've been calling him Carmine Appice. I get him on the show, and he's like, it's a piece. And I'm like, oh. All right.
Are
sorry.
You sure, bro?
Yeah.
Because I've had this Beck Bogart and Apicy vinyl for 30 years.
I said, what's
and
going
I,
on, man?
And I've been calling it Apicy. So.
I'm going to continue to call him Apicy. Yeah, right. I don't care. So anyway, you were talking about his instructional thing?
So his instructional book, which I think is called like Modern Drumming Method or whatever, it's the rock book for like every starting drummer has that book.
Yeah.
So that guy is remained in the lexicon just from that.
You know, I mean, Bonham said to him that he was influenced by Apicy. Like, actually, John Bonham was, like, influenced by Apicy.
Yeah, so Bonham, so Apicy used to do this thing where he, this is really nerdy, man. I'm just listening
no, go
to myself
ahead, man.
Say this. So Bonham, Apicy used to do this thing where he had an extra large floor tom. And he would switch between his kick pedal and floor tom to get this really rapid bass drum effect. Bonham, not knowing that he had a large floor tom, thought he was doing it only with his foot. So he trained his foot to be able to do that. And Apicy, you know, couldn't believe that he was able to be so fast. John Bonham's foot is legendarily fast.
And that's a story that's in the book, man. It's in his book.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even read that book.
Yeah, and the book, it just came out. It's called Stick It. I highly recommend it, man.
I just saved myself $24.99 because I already know
you
that
already
story,
know,
dog.
You already know the story. No, there's a lot. Trust me, man. There's a lot of stories in there you're going to want to read. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I'll have
you.
To check that out.
It was great. It was great to have him on. He's one of my heroes, too, man.
That's cool.
And it was very, very cool.
So
just rock and roll was always the stuff that you liked most, right?
Wait, can we talk about Cactus for a few minutes?
Yeah, man. We can talk about Cactus. Absolutely.
What is with Cactus, man? That band is insane.
It's completely nuts, man.
It doesn't seem...
By the way, this is a Carmine Apicy band.
I call him a piece, but...
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Cactus is like
Led Zeppelin
on like meth or something. Yeah. I don't know that they had those kind of drugs back in those days, man.
Did you ever hear Vanilla Fudge's second record? Beat Goes On, it's called.
I don't know. I really only know the one with the Supremes cover on. Yeah, right.
Okay, listen. Do yourself a favor. Try to listen to Beat Goes On, because it's one of the most insane records you'll ever hear. This is the second Vanilla Fudge record.
Okay.
Where they went to a producer and he's like, "Yeah, we're gonna put all kinds of weird sounds on this, man." And like it was like and Apicy was like saying, "I didn't even know we were in the studio," and I'm like, "I have no idea what the hell I'm doing." You got to try. There's a lot of it. The audio's online.
All right.
It's called The Beat Goes On by Vanilla Fudge.
I'm going to check it out.
It's one of the weirdest albums you'll ever hear.
Lovely. So,
yeah.
Lovely.
Okay, hang on, guys. We got to take a break for the news. We will hear a couple of full songs from Dirty Dirty Dallas, including their new single, Race to the Bottom. We'll talk about that and more. Jed Taylor and Jeff Phillippe are here from Dirty Dirty Dallas. They're playing this Saturday at the Township on California. We'll give you all the details on that. The news is coming up in 9 seconds. Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, this music is right in my wheelhouse. There's a band called the Dirty Dirty Dollars. Jed Taylor and Jeff Phillippe are here from the band. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks.
All right. And you guys have a gig at Township, 2200 North California, and it's this Saturday. It's 21 and over, 9 o'clock, $10 to get in. DirtyDirtyDollars.com is the website, but we have a link on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/NickDShow. I've never been to Township. I've had some other bands in here have played there. Tell me about that place.
Township's really popping off now. It's I think they opened up they've been open for just a few years now, but it's right underneath the Blue Line stop if you're getting off of California.
Oh, that's convenient.
Right next to the Boiler Room. Nice little place there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And I think maybe management changed over the past year or so, and they did a lot of renovations to the sound room there. So it's a really nice place to play. Logan Square is a hot neighborhood now,
it is.
So it's just it's a kind of a nice little.
Man, I used to live in Logan Square, and they wanted nothing to do in there. And now it is the hot neighborhood.
There's no question about it.
Which is why I had to move out of there, because I couldn't afford the rent.
Yeah, yeah, right. As soon as it got cool, then it was too expensive for the artist to live anymore.
No,
so we just keep moving up the Blue Line, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's true, because we were talking off the air. You guys are neighbors of mine.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are both walking distance from where I live.
Yeah. We're going to picnic together.
We can hang out, man.
And as soon as some cool stuff opens up by us, we're going to be moving into your second room, man.
move in with me. That'll be good. They'll be real good. All right, so how did the band get together? Now, obviously, you guys are the core of the band, and you've been friends forever. But when was it decided that that you were going to do the current incarnation and call it Dirty Dirty Dollars?
Well, we started we had talked about this last time. We actually, our day job, so to speak, is that we're a Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute band called The Fortunate Sons.
That's right. And by the way, you got a lot of gigs coming up this summer. I got them.
We are gigging.
You guys gig, man.
We're gigging.
Yeah. Okay.
It's weird. So that's like our musical day job. So instead of us being accountants and then, you know, dreaming of doing rock and roll, we're tribute musicians who dream of doing our own rock and roll. it's kind of a weird day job, but so we're doing that we started that seven years ago.
Yeah.
And once that became more kind of functional on its own, we had a little more time to start writing songs, and then we creativity explosion took place, and we basically wrote most of the songs that are on this kind of first album that we're putting together here. So,
and does everybody contribute to the writing? How does that work?
As of now, it's us. You know.
Yeah, just you two. You guys write together, or do you bring ideas to each other?
How's both.
Yeah,
we do a little bit of both. A lot of times it's like I'll come up with a cool guitar part, something I really like. You know, and I don't have an idea, and I'll come at him, or he comes with lyrics, and he starts singing me a song one day. We just kind of see how it develops. But we've done a little bit of everything. Wherever the inspiration comes from, we go for it.
So. Yeah. And what are some of your inspirations? I mean, obviously, you're in a Creedence cover band, so Creedence must be a pretty important band to you guys.
Sure, absolutely. We, you know, if you hadn't guessed by now, we like the classic rock. You
yes.
Know?
Right.
I mean, I have a strong kind of power pop, you know, influences, and Big Star is one of my favorite band. But I also get into the blues rock stuff. ZZ Top is huge for me. Mm-hmm. It also kind of fits my voice better. I'm the guy who sings like this.
Yeah.
And he has more of the higher voice. So yeah, that's where we're coming from. You know, we're just trying to be as cool as the James Gang, man. That's all we're trying to do.
That's never gonna happen, man.
Yeah.
We're talking about the James
Gang,
man.
We just got served a bitter pill right there.
well, hold on. We could be as cool as James Gang after Joe Walsh left.
Now, okay, there you go. Now that's more realistic, man.
Yeah. we're realists here, Nick. You know.
Right. Well, tell me about the CCR band that you guys are in, Fortunate Sons. And you're playing Sunday. So the day after your gig.
Oh, we're playing Thursday.
We're playing Thursday.
Oh, you are. You're playing Thursday in Oak Brook.
And we're also playing Sunday.
You're also playing Sunday in Wheaton.
Yeah.
Saturday, July 9th.
In Oswego, homecoming
in
show.
In your hometown. Wow, man. You guys are playing all summer. I'm looking at this, man. There's like
we get
two pages of gigs for the CCR band.
If you go to fortunatesons.com, you can see our whole calendar, and I encourage you to do just that.
All right. How did you get into CCR?
You know, that was one of those bands growing up that I really got into. I went through my dad's record collection A to Z, not knowing what was what, and that one really stuck out. I think it was the 12-minute Heard It Through the Grapevine that blew my mind.
I'd say for me, the first time I heard that dude squawking Born on the Bayou, like come out of the radio, and I was just like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Like, where does that voice come from?
Yeah.
You know?
In terms of tributes, I wanted to do a tribute band because I'd seen someone really enjoyed them, and, you know, if I was going to do I didn't have to buy like a gong and a plastic drum kit to do the Led Zeppelin tribute.
Right.
And, you know, there's a million and one Beatles tributes. So I was like, well, Creedence seems kind of easy. Well, I know better now. But,
yeah.
You know, so it was kind of something, a niche to fill there, you know.
Well, you know, Creedence also has like such a crazy history. That band, and also in terms of like legal issues and with Fogerty and everything.
Yeah, we don't tend to celebrate that.
No, I understand.
Yeah, the finale of our show is just litigation.
Yeah, and Jeff clubbing me over the head with a bench.
That's fantastic. I pay to see that. Are you kidding me?
That's when you see us in the theaters. Then we're really going behind the music.
We come out. We do a bow for the encore. We all get served papers.
That's
by,
good.
Suits.
That's
yeah.
good. Yeah, that's cool. From Fantasy Records. You
yeah,
guys
right,
go after
exactly.
Fantasy Records. You know, I think the last time we were here, we talked about this. The name of your band is Fortunate Sons, which is my mm-hmm. favorite. Fortunate Son is my favorite Creedence song of all time.
Very cool.
And I we probably touched upon this the last time you guys were here, but one of my favorite things ever was, you know, for as you guys know, for years Fogerty wouldn't play any of the Creedence songs,
yeah.
You know, because of how he got screwed over
sure.
and all the horrible stuff, and so he never played them. He never played any Creedence songs, and then for maybe 15 years, over 15 years, he didn't do anything.
Right,
didn't play any Creedence songs.
Right,
he was scheduled to play at a Vietnam veterans benefit. Which had thousands of Vietnam vets there, and they had a satellite thing going. It was being broadcast on cable and on television and stuff. And he had never played any of the Creedence songs, but there were thousands of Vietnam veterans there. And this was not on the set list. He didn't announce it to anybody. He told the band, and they busted into Fortunate Son, which is one of the ultimate Vietnam protest songs of all time,
right.
about the guys that he is singing in front of.
Yeah.
And he busts into Fortunate Son. I don't know if I've ever seen a crowd go more nuts. And it got the chills when it was unbelievable. So the first time in over 15 years he'd ever played that song, and he busted it out in front of these guys, and it was unbelievable.
That's what rock and roll is all about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly it, man. And we were just talking about this on the way here, like all-time favorite protest songs. And obviously that's, you know, that would be huge inspiration for us,
yeah.
and that's kind of what
well,
led us to do
let's,
Race to let, the
because
bottom.
We're about to hear your latest single, and you're going to unveil the video at the gig on
that's
Saturday.
That's right. We shot a music video on a shoestring budget with a bunch of really talented folks that were kind enough to donate their time because they believed in the cause, too.
Yeah.
So,
tell us about the song is called Race to the Bottom.
That's right.
And it is about the current situation that we are in America.
Yeah, the current election cycle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us about the song. What was the inspiration for it? And then we'll hear it.
The inspiration for the song, I believe, is that we could just do a lot better. I know that this is not a political radio show, but I'll touch on this briefly. You know, these are the two. I'm talking about Clinton and Trump here, are the two least popular presidential candidates
ever
in history.
No yeah. question. Yeah.
And couldn't we just do better? I mean, seriously, these two are mm-hmm. the ones that we're kind of stuck with here.
And it's ultimately the lesser of two evils.
And we've heard
right.
this lesser of two evil talk for yep. a long time. Like, in past elections, you know, it's been kind of,
yeah.
it's always rhetoric that you hear.
Absolutely. It's a common cliche. But for some reason,
and
this
we're
year,
embracing it. Just
well,
like,
I know
yep,
we're embracing
time
it. I
to
know
choose
that.
The lesser of two evils
but
again.
It, like, at this point, though, it truly is
yeah.
choosing yeah. the lesser of two evils. But one is really evil, in my opinion. Like really.
And boy, is she lucky to be running against him. You know,
no, see, but you know, see, here's the thing: I don't often talk about politics on the show, but it's a passion of mine. But my show is meant to be
sure.
a lot of fun and stuff. But it's not like I don't have an opinion, and it's not like I haven't been disgusted by what's been happening
yeah.
this election cycle for over a year now, well over a year now.
Right.
But you guys put the pen to paper, man, like rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of rock and roll, I thought, was to stick it to the man. I mean, yeah. I think maybe.
Yeah, like Fortunate Son, like CSNY Ohio. I mean, these are the songs that we kind of had in mind
right.
here. Even that Green Day album from 10 years ago, that was
American Idiot.
One.
American Idiot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a way to express your frustration,
and
hopefully a way that can kind of cut through the noise.
Well, I think you guys are. What's been your response to the song?
People. Well, we're just kind of getting it rolling. Here,
yeah.
To be honest.
Okay.
The video release is going to be this week, so we'll kind of see what pops from there. But most people who hear it are like, I want to help with this, or this is cool, this means something, you know.
Okay.
So we're really happy about that, you know. One more thing I'll say, you know, lyrically in the song is that nobody's commenting on how I think nobody's commenting on how ridiculous it is. No, everyone's just kind of saying, well, which are you going to choose, and we think we lose either way, and that's what I think this is the real point of the song.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So it's called Race to the Bottom. And first time we're hearing it here on the station, and you're debuting the video at the gig.
That's
right.
On Saturday. And this is the Dirty, Dirty Dollars with Race to the Bottom.
This ain't about your liberty. From tea to dying scene, we're taking orders from the lobby. It's a race to the bottom.
Race to the bottom.
This ain't about your liberty. They claim the name of Jesus over the poor.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Very good. That's Dirty, Dirty Dollars. In the video, we were talking a little bit about you guys all shot it in one day.
Yes, it was a marathon day.
And the video will be available. You can watch it. It's going to be on your website. It's going to be blasted all over the place.
Facebook,
you'll put it on
YouTube,
Facebook, all over the place.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Yes.
Race to the bottom. Dirty, Dirty Dollars getting political, man.
A little bit.
Very cool. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk more with Dirty, Dirty Dollars. We'll hear one more song, too. And that's what's happening right here on 720 WGN. It's Nick Vigilio. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and that is the Dirty, Dirty Dollars, and they are playing at the Township at 2200 North California this Saturday at 9 o'clock. We've got all the information on our Facebook page, and we have a link to all of that. Your CCR cover band, Fortunate Sons, is playing a bunch of gigs this summer, and we've got all that information. So just go to Facebook.com/NickDShow. We got time for one more song, but I know we're going to repeat ourselves here. But it's been a while. I always ask, you know, first concert, first album. So let's start with you. First album you ever bought?
Oh, man, I don't know. I want to say probably Nevermind.
Nevermind?
Well, first CD, tape, but man, I don't know. It's probably like some goofy thing like Don McLean's Greatest Hits or something like that.
Okay, how about you?
Yeah.
Elton John Volume 2.
Cassette tape, it was definitely the Back to the Future soundtrack.
Yeah, Huey!
Oh, I was all over that Huey song, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a great song.
First concert.
Oh, first concert?
Yeah.
Oh, I know you were at it because Buffalo Town was the first act.
Oh, I was there.
New World Music Center.
Was it live?
Live was the headliner.
And PJ Harvey?
Oh, PJ Harvey, yeah. Vrugasalt.
Vrugasalt, yeah, I was at that show.
I'm sure you were. Yeah.
That was your first concert? I was at that, but that sadly was not my first concert.
What was your first concert?
Smash Mouth over at the Metro. I think I was like,
somebody once told me.
No.
This was pre that song.
This is Walking on the Sun. This is back when they, you know,
stuff is awesome.
They were cool.
Man.
They were cool when I was 13.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that you were a Smash Mouth aficionado. Okay. All right. Well, listen, tell us about the next song we're going to hear. We're going to hear Cut One off of the other single.
All right. This is another new tune. This is F. Because we're not ambitious enough, we're already working on our second album. This is a kind of a concept album about commercialism, and this is a fun little jaunt that'll set the stage for this feel-good album.
What's the song called?
The song is called Holiday.
Holiday. All right, here it is, Holiday from the Dirty, Dirty Dollars.
make love all day. Gonna walk in Egypt to the Giza pyramid. They'll never find us, we're so far off the grid.
It's a great big world. Gonna lose our way all day in the rainy Amazon. They'll never find us, we'll be so far gone.
Job, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Dirty, Dirty Dollars. So you guys are now working on a concept album.
Of course.
we're always working.
And your protest song about the current election situation, Race to the Bottom, they're debuting the video. By the way, I wanted to really quickly the artwork for this great Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton zombie artwork.
Yeah, you'll see it online if you look us up on Facebook.
It's beautiful.
.com/DirtyDirtyDollars. Yeah, we got it all over the place. But that kudos to our good friend Jason Castillo.
It's beautiful. You guys should check it out. We got a link up on our Facebook page.
Cool.
Saturday night, you guys are playing the gig at Township. It's $10 and it starts at 9:00. You guys, it's great having you down here, man. Both times I've had you in here, it's been a blast talking to you, man.
Thank you.
And I love
much,
your music
love
too, man.
Coming.
And best of luck, okay?
Thank you. Very good.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN.